It was riveting to watch, wasn't it? The Supreme Court justices grilling the attorneys in the Florida election case, the tough questions, the reasoned responses. Well, no, not riveting to watch because we didn't see it, unless you happened to be at the court last Friday. Despite requests that the Supreme Court doors open for cameras for one of the most important oral arguments in the court's history, nope. Check all cameras at the door, please, including those cumbersome C-SPAN models. And despite my years in television journalism, carrying around those cameras myself at times, I like that policy. For me, it would mar the grandeur of the courtroom to have cameras inside. I can't imagine that white marble room with a camera peeking out from behind a fancy fringed curtain or hidden inside a frosted half globe like those at the Walmart. Words spoken like a sort of insider, perhaps. I'm opposed to cameras at the Supreme Court because I've been to many oral arguments there, because I've seen it firsthand in person. Should my concerns about the court's tradition and its beauty trump the right of the people, those who don't happen to live in Washington, D.C. and be married to a Supreme Court clerk, for example, to see the same courtroom action I did? I asked a bevy of former Supreme Court clerks that question, expecting them to feel the way I do. That the glorious tradition of a cameraless courtroom should continue, that we should not mar that marbled room with a jackhammer so some electronic device can monitor every movement. But the former clerks I spoke with generally do not agree with my Martha Stewart-like leanings. They think that there should be a camera at the court to record the goings-on, that it's entirely appropriate, so that the court would be less of a mystery to people, so that non-lawyers would learn more about the judicial process. They believe that observing the sober, deliberate inquiry of oral argument would enhance respect for the judicial process, not cheapen it. But there's another argument against cameras in the Supreme Court courtroom, that attorneys would change their demeanor for the cameras, hamming it up for their golden C-SPAN moment. Deanne Jones, an attorney from Decatur, Illinois, who argued a case in front of the justices last month, thinks that would not happen. The attorneys must be terribly focused on the justices and their questions, she noted. One who played to a camera or who ventured a look in the camera's direction would face the wrath of the bench. And there's a story to support that. Before oral argument, a Supreme Court employee advises lawyers on certain things they must not do when they argue their cases. One of which, believe it or not, is never, ever look at the clock positioned tantalizingly above Chief Justice Rehnquist's head. An attorney just a few weeks ago violated that rule, looked at the clock, and was promptly reprimanded by the justices. If a peek at a timepiece during a timed presentation elicits a humiliating rebuke, just imagine what effect grandstanding for the camera would have on the bench. A compromise, perhaps, is suggested by one of the clerks I spoke with, a live audio feed from the courtroom. We could hear everything as it happens, just not see it. That way, there'd be no half-globe hidden camera, no jackhammer on the marble, and no ear tugs for Uncle Lester to rile the justices. And after all, radio came along before television. The technology before that? Clocks. And look what trouble those have caused. I'm Amy Guida.